to Haiti now, where some residents are taking the fight against gang violence into their own hands. In the Bois Calais movement, citizens hunt down and sometimes kill suspected gang members. And rather than stop the violence, some police officers are supporting it. Gary Pierre-Pierre is a Pulitzer Prize-winning Haitian-American journalist and founder of the Haitian Times. He joins me now. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Deepa.
Gary, this Bois Calais movement has civilians taking up arms and taking on the gangs directly. How did it start?
Well, it started almost spontaneously. The police had arrested 14 suspected gang members. And as they were speeding towards the precinct, people just happened on them and just started hitting them and killing them and setting them ablaze while the police watched. I think it was out of frustration of almost 3 years of being hunted down themselves by gangs and terrorized people since 2021. And so people just had enough.
Right. You know, I was reading too that in one small city in Port-au-Prince, when they awoke to some gang members over loudspeakers, bullhorns, saying they were taking over the town, the men of the town quickly evacuated the women and children, and they said, hell no, and they took those Bois Calais, or the shanks that they'd fashioned, and they defended their town. Is that kind of how this is spreading across Haiti?
Well, it's contained to Port-au-Prince, because this is where the biggest problem is with the gangs. The gangs are just like absolutely out of control. And it's not totally the population taking things into their own hands. They've actually enlisted the police, and they told the police, we know who they are. We'll take you to the location, and then you make the arrest. So it's not totally sort of like vigilante. It's working hand in glove with the police to make sure that, to give the police now the upper hand as they fight these gangs.
Interesting. And is there any risk in this that the wrong people, or people suspected of being gang members, might get picked up or even killed?
Absolutely. And I wrote about that. Vigilantism is not something that we should be cheering. Far from it. There were some reports of some innocent people being falsely accused of being gang members. And I think this is when the police stepped in and to make sure that, you know, this is done accordingly. And so we are very mindful of that situation deteriorating. It is time for the judiciary authorities to take control of the situation, if that's possible. Mm.
Well, vigilantism, as you say, is one way of seeing it, but some others see it as the beginning of maybe Haiti's second revolution. Do you think there's anything to that?
Yes, absolutely. I do believe that, because Haiti's rigid class system, where only less than 1% of the people hold all the wealth, that system is unsustainable. And it's been that way for a while. But what happened in the past, people always fear that the U.S. would not allow this to happen in its backyard. And for whatever reason, the U.S. is allowing it to happen this time. So this is an opportunity for Haitian overseas and the country to say, okay, this didn't go well. Now, how do we put this back together?
And you write that it's somewhat of a blank canvas. And I found that really hopeful that, you know, we can see, despite the rampant violence and people trying to flee, that there's hope that it can be rebuilt almost in a way that really serves people.
Absolutely. And most of what we're talking about is happening in the capital. If you go to the provinces, there's a certain sense of normalcy. But the problem is because Port-au-Prince is such the most important city in the country. And so we're talking about putting the capital back and then also spreading it outside, all these social fabrics, to the rest of the country. But Haiti, as you know, people don't know, is it's a gorgeous Caribbean nation with mountains and forests and the coastline of blue Caribbean and Atlantic seas. That's Haiti.
It is a beautiful country. And I wonder then, do you see any role for the U.S. or the U.N. at this moment?
Well, it's complicated, as you know, Deepa. They've tried before and things didn't work out very well. Hence the hesitation that everyone has now. But yes, in fact, there is a role. I think the US or the UN can provide the police with the support that they need to tackle the gang movement. But ultimately, the long-term project, if you want to call rebuilding Haiti that, is up to Haitians in Haiti and those of us in the diaspora. We have to come together as a people and decide what kind of nation we want for Haiti.
Journalist and founder of the Haitian Times, Gary Pierre-Pierre. Gary, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure, Deepa. It's an honor.